This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. We spend a lot of time talking about the renewable fuels marketplace. Whether it's E15, sustainable aviation fuel, or even biodiesel, we can find solutions to our energy and environmental needs in many ways. And as we focus on many of these ag-based products, the Propane Education and Research Council folks tell us about renewable propane and how it can be part of this solution and be every bit as homegrown as ethanol and biodiesel are. We'll learn more right after this.
There are so many decisions that go into being a successful soybean farmer. Plant date, row spacing, water management, crop rotation, soil temperature, cover crop, soil pH, nutrients, weather conditions. Whew! At least becoming a farmer member of the Iowa Soybean Association is one straightforward decision in your life. If you market at least 250 bushels of soybeans annually, ISA's farmer membership is available at no additional cost thanks to your soy checkoff investment. Just activate or confirm online and start reaping the benefits. It's a no-brainer. The Iowa Soybean Association proudly celebrates 60 years of moving our industry forward.
Mike Newland is the Director of Ag Business Development for the Propane Education and Research Council, and he talks about the opportunities to use and generate renewable propane and how it can come from a crop that many of us probably have never heard of.
It could be in a renewable diesel plant, and feedstocks could vary from fats, oils, and greases in that renewable diesel plant all the way to an agricultural crop called camelina.
Now, camelina can be grown in many areas of the Pacific Northwest, but they're starting to find that it's also very drought tolerant and is working where drought has been a concern or in areas that maybe have never been considered too suitable for growing traditional corn and soybeans or even wheat.
Camelina is a cover crop, very drought tolerant. I had a chance to fly out to Oregon earlier this year to look at the crop in person, and we did some video photo shoots of that.
Now, camelina is not a huge component of food production debates and can grow in less than hospitable climates, as we said. Therefore, it fits the needs that we have to generate more fueling opportunities without hurting the rest of the agriculture marketplace, especially where it pertains to food production.
It's an awesome crop that can grow in some really tough conditions. It's on ground that doesn't really compete in that food and fuel debate, if you will. So I think for that reasons, I think it's going to be a very easy crop for the public to get behind, that we're really not taking acres away from food production or anything that goes into our food production.
Where they're having the most difficulty is with it being a relatively new crop, and people are often very skeptical about things that haven't been proven over a long time. And farmers also want to make sure that if they're converting acres over to grain production, they want to make sure that this is going to be a suitable and profitable option for them. So Newland says the biggest challenge has been looking for producers with ground that may be not suitable for much crop production to give camelina a try.
The news would lead you to believe that we're evil people. The cool thing is, I think the facts are on our side. And what I mean by that is this rush to electrify as much of the world as we can, or as much of the U.S. as we can. Believe it or not, the electric plug in the wall doesn't produce any energy.
Newland says that renewable propane offers the same results we expect from conventional propane fuel, especially in our heaters, grain dryers, weed burners, and even our grills. However, it comes with lower carbon emissions than we would expect from conventional propane. You can learn more from the Propane Education and Research Council website through a link on ours at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.